It was a Hibbing snowblower dealer who finally organized a meeting between legislators and business owners this week to plead for aid to the region's businesses after this week's blizzard passed them by. The meeting drew restaurant and resort owners and others feeling this year's drought in winter tourism. David Riddle, director of the Iron Range Trail Convention and Visitors Bureau, says he's noticed empty parking lots at the usual winter tourist stops around town and heard tales of cancellations. Riddle says problems were first apparent when the Duluth Snowcross, a snowmobile event originally scheduled for Thanksgiving weekend at Spirit Mountain, had to be delayed and then held on machine-made snow.
That was kind of the beginning of the season for where you're looking and seeing events that were either being postponed or moved back, or special conditions and or circumstances were being dealt with to make sure that the event could actually happen.
Northern lawmakers say they're sympathetic to residents' concerns and want to show it. State Senator Doug Johnson and Representative David Tomasoni plan to write bills establishing a $10 million low-interest loan fund. And Congressman Jim Oberstar says he'll urge Governor Ventura to look into seeking federal funds through a presidential disaster declaration, a move Ventura's spokesman says he would likely support. But Kevin Lohr, director of the state's Division of Emergency Management, says such declarations are meant to repair physical losses and can't legally be used for purely economic assistance.
So even if you had a quote-unquote disaster declaration of a presidential disaster declaration, the programs that are out there would probably not provide the assistance that's necessary.
Lohr points to failed attempts last year to seek economic disaster declarations for the state's farmers. The proposals simply didn't meet the guidelines for federal emergency aid. But Lohr says seeking a disaster declaration isn't totally pointless.
Well, it certainly draws attention to the issue and the region, and it may help us to get some other federal programs or other types of assistance that would be viable in this type of a situation.
Some point to the state's bailout of Northwest Airlines in 1994 and say there's a case to be made for a similar approach. Lawmakers and business owners are also working to come up with creative solutions in case future winters are equally snowless. David Riddle says snowmobile fans are asking for the creation of more trails with crushed rock or gravel bases because those trails can be groomed with less snow. And State Representative Doug Fuller of Bemidji says he'd be willing to shorten the school year so tourism businesses at least receive the full benefit of summer travelers through Labor Day weekend.
You know, we have these three extra mandated school days that a lot of times get school starting before Labor Day, cuts off their dollars and tourist season in the summer. That would be a help as far as something the state could do to help them out for next year.
Fuller says he'll also support low-interest loans or property tax forgiveness for hurting businesses. In Duluth, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.